Hi everyone and welcome to English for You. I'm Erin.
And I'm Mike.
And today we are talking about exercise.
I love talking about exercise.
What kind of exercises do you like to talk about?
Oh, I love to talk about all the exercises there are in the world, from Pilates to Zumba to Tai Bo.
That's an old one.
Spinning.
Do you like to do any of these?
No, not really. A lot of these, I kind of feel they're like trends. It's like the latest style of clothing or the latest smartphone app. And they're popular for a year or two, and then they kind of go away. And then you go back to the doctors, and they're like, do a little bit of jogging, go to the gym once in a while, ride your bike. You'll be fine. They never say, you have to do Zumba or you will die. You have to do Pilates or your hair will fall out.
Right.
They never say that. So.
Well, I suppose if I was going to do some exercise, I would probably do a yoga class or probably do a hike or go for a cycle.
But one thing is about these exercise trends, they do make it interesting.
Yes.
Because for a lot of people, you know, just running or going on the bike at the gym, it does get boring.
It
so,
does,
you know, this keeps it fresh, keeps it interesting.
All right. Well, let's find out about one of these types of exercise in our article today.
Reading. The power of Pilates. Taking a yoga or Pilates class is a great way to get in shape. Although everyone knows a bit about the former, Pilates still remains a mystery to many. Pilates is an effective exercise system created by Joseph Pilates, who was born in Germany in 1883. Although Pilates was a sick child, he used gymnastics and weightlifting to make his body strong. As an adult, Pilates moved to England. During World War I, he was put in prison along with many other Germans. Pilates used this time to create his own workout system. Pilates' thinking was that to achieve true health, people must improve the connection between their body and mind. His program combined everything he'd learned from bodybuilding, sports, and yoga. When Pilates got out of prison, he taught his program to injured soldiers and professional dancers with great success. In the 1920s, he opened up a fitness center in New York and taught Americans his ideas as well. Pilates lived there until he passed away at age 83.
Okay, so our article begins by giving us some very good, solid advice. It says, taking a yoga or Pilates class is a great way to get in shape. Absolutely. Now, yoga might not give you the, you know, superhero body you want, but you will be in better physical shape. You will be in better physical condition.
Right.
That doesn't necessarily mean you have the muscles of Chris Pratt or, you know, another superhero actor, but it just means your body is strong, healthy. I think with yoga, you're not really building muscles, but
you're just stretching.
You'll be able to touch your toes. And also, a lot of these exercises will just make you have more energy. You'll sleep better. You'll be happier, too.
Yep, it's good for your mind.
They say. So all of those things mean you're in shape. Your body is in a good physical condition.
That's right. Now, although everyone knows a bit about the former, that was yoga.
Yoga, okay.
Pilates still remains a mystery to many. So you might know what yoga is, but maybe you don't know what Pilates is. We're going to find out more about a grammar point we saw in here. We talked about the former. So let's find out more about that. All right, we used a grammar pattern in that sentence with the plus an adjective. Now, we can add the to an adjective to give it a certain type of meaning. First, we can add the to an adjective to refer to a certain type of person. Now, when we do this, the plus adjective becomes a plural noun, and it should be used with a plural verb, like are or have. For example, we could say, John believes the wealthy have few problems in life. Now there, the is the, and wealthy is the adjective. And here we're talking about the wealthy or rich people in general. We're not just saying one rich people, we're talking about many. Second, we can use the to an, or we can add the to an adjective to talk about a specific person. Now in this case, the plus adjective becomes a singular noun and we use it with a singular verb like is or has. For example, you only have two choices to be your partner, George or Kevin. The former only works part-time. The latter is never on time. Now we use the former to talk about George and the latter to talk about Kevin. Since the plus adjective is only talking about one person in each case, we use singular verbs, works or is. Third, we can add the to an adjective to talk about an abstract idea or general ideas. Now in this case, the plus adjective becomes a singular noun, so we use the singular verb to talk about it. For example, the mysterious tends to attract curious people. Here, the mysterious can describe anything or idea that is mysterious. However, we don't use that plural verb to talk about it. We use tends, which is a singular verb because it ends with S. All right, so we saw that the former, yoga, many people know about, but the latter, Pilates, still remains a mystery.
That's right. It remains a mystery. It is still a mystery. We use this verb remain to talk about something that continues to be or is still in a certain situation. It hasn't changed. It's the same. We often use it to describe something over time. When it first began, it was a certain way. If it remains the same, it stays the same. Even as time has passed, even as time has gone by, it hasn't changed very much. All right. So, for example, with Pilates, when it was first introduced, people didn't know a lot. And now, even many years later, people still don't know very much. Not much has changed. It's remained the same. Right. For example, we could say, even after Connor moved away, he and Emma remained close friends.
They stayed close friends.
They talked on the phone or sent each other emails every day.
Right.
Nothing changed with their relationship.
That's right. Now, we said it remained a mystery. Now, a mystery is an event or a situation that you don't understand or can't explain. Now, this could be because we don't have enough information about it, but we often think about mysteries in terms of things that don't make any sense. You'll often see this type of mystery in books and movies.
Like
strange things happen, maybe like a monster. There's a strange monster living in the closet. We would say maybe it's a mystery. As an example, we might say the mystery of the Loch Ness Monster may never be solved.
That's right. It remains a mystery. So there you go. So that Pilates does not remain a mystery for us, let's learn more about it right now. It says Pilates is an effective exercise system created by Joseph Pilates, who was born in Germany in 1883. Maybe we would say Josef Pilates. He's from Germany and he was born a long time ago
in
1883. Now, Aaron, if you're going to tell me that Joseph Pilates is still alive today because he does Pilates, I will do Pilates tomorrow.
Okay.
If he is 140 years old, I will be very impressed.
He's not.
He's dead.
Yeah.
Pilates doesn't
work. But Pilates, the exercise
system,
is still alive.
It will kill you.
It won't kill you.
It killed Joseph Pilates.
That's not true.
Not really.
All right, let's not spread fake news.
Okay.
Here in the article, it says, although Pilates was a sick child, he used gymnastics and weightlifting to make his body strong.
Oh, so it did work for him.
Yes. All right, so we saw that when he was a child, Pilates used gymnastics as a way of making his body strong. Now, gymnastics is a plural noun, and it's a sport that includes physical exercises and movements that involve using strength and control of your body. Now, some examples of these movements are using boards to jump off and doing flips with your body in the air. Or using something called a pummel horse, which is basically, it looks like the body of a horse, to move your body over it in different ways. Now, another type of gymnastics is to flip your body while hanging from some rings in the air. You can see a lot of these different gymnastics competitions during the Olympic Games if you're interested in learning more about them. All right, so not only gymnastics, mm-hmm. but also weightlifting.
Oh, mm-hmm. weightlifting is another great sport that people do, both mm-hmm. for their health, to get in good shape, mm-hmm. and also as a sport that they compete in.
Right.
It's an event at the Olympics. Basically, you're going to be lifting heavy objects, mm-hmm. generally with your arms and your hands, mm-hmm. but you can do weightlifting with your legs. But when we think of the sport, there we go. That was mm-hmm. a wonderful clean and jerk. But yeah, it's an Olympic sport, and I think they kind of do it by weights, mm. right? The weight of the person, and then the person right. who lifts the heaviest thing, they win. It's mm-hmm. a pretty simple sport, but it's very popular. Mm-hmm. I think some Taiwanese women have won some Olympic medals over the last
few weightlifting
times. So there you mm-hmm. go. Very good. Taiwan is a weightlifting center. But of course, a lot of people don't do it for sport or anything. They mm-hmm. do it for health mm-hmm. down at the gym.
That's right. All right, so that was Pilates as a child.
Yes.
It says as an adult, Pilates moved to England.
Oh.
And so he was there during a certain time.
1883. Mm. Ah, that makes sense when we read mm-hmm. the next sentence. During World War I, which was 1914 to mm-hmm. 1918, he was put in prison along with many other Germans.
That's
yeah,
right.
Back in the old days during mm-hmm. the war, Britain was fighting Germany, and I guess the British were like, hey, we got these Germans who live in London and other parts of Britain. They could be spies. Mm-hmm. So they collected all the Germans and put them in prison just because they were afraid they would be doing bad things. Mm. So Pilates was put in prison, but he wasn't alone. He was put in prison along with or together with as part of a big group of other German people.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. All right, so you're in prison, not a lot to do.
A lot of free time in mm-hmm. prison. No TV back then.
Exactly. So
no internet.
Here's what happened. It says Pilates used this time to create his own workout system. All right, so,
okay.
you know, he wasn't able to get the weights or do gymnastics mm-hmm. probably, so he decided to make his own workout. All right, so a workout is any period of exercise. Now, this could just be something you do to keep in shape every day,
mm-hmm.
or it could be to do training for a certain sport. So if you were a basketball player, mm-hmm. you would have a workout at your gym every day to train for the next game
mm-hmm.
sort of thing. But here, Pilates is just exercising in his cell. He's just trying
okay.
to stay in shape.
And of course, they wouldn't have a gym there with
probably
all the
not.
Equipment, mm. so he'd have to find different ways
mm-hmm.
to, you know, get in shape. Well, right. he was thinking about this. And again, mm-hmm. in prison, you have a lot of time to think
mm-hmm.
and do things like invent your own exercise system. So,
right.
Pilates' thinking was that to achieve true health,
mm-hmm.
people must improve the connection between their body and mind.
Mm.
Now, this is something that doctors talk about today.
Right.
But he already had this idea 100 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just about having big lungs and a strong heart and strong muscles.
Mm.
You have to have a healthy, happy brain, too.
Right.
That's the only way to get all of these different parts of our body working together, singing together like a beautiful choir, or
mm.
working together like a well-running engine.
That's right. Now, what did he do? It says here his program combined everything he'd learned from bodybuilding, sports, and yoga.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so all of that weightlifting, mm. all of those gymnastics
mm-hmm.
he's done,
mm-hmm.
all of that yoga he's
uh-huh.
tried, he's putting it all together in
oh.
one program. Now, a program is a plan of activities for achieving something. Here, the program is an exercise plan of different activities that help you achieve getting in shape. So, for example, this exercise program focuses on running and weightlifting.
Oh, okay. Not so much yoga in there. It's focused more on strength and getting in good shape.
Right.
And that's the way a lot of modern exercise programs are made. They take one kind of activity, like running or bike riding, and then they put it together with another one more for your muscles, like weightlifting. They combine those two sports or activities to make a good program. When you combine things, the verb just basically means you take two separate things, which are okay and fine and exist on their own, but then you put them together to kind of make something new or something better. Cooking is all about combining different foods in order to make something. If you want to make a good salad, don't just cut up some lettuce and put it in a bowl. That's boring. Combine it with some onions or carrots or tomatoes or other delicious things. That will make a much more delicious salad. You combine these things to make something new and better. For example, red and blue combine to make purple. It's true. If you have red and blue paint, combine them, mix them together, you will get purple.
All right, so he's combined the things that he learned before he was in prison into one program. And it says here, when Pilates got out of prison, he taught his program to injured soldiers and professional dancers with great success. Okay,
that's
so
an interesting combination of people. Soldiers from the war who've been injured or hurt. And also, who else liked his exercise program? Professional dancers.
I mean, you know, if there's a market out there, it works. Now, what is a professional dancer? Obviously, a dancer is a person who dances, but a professional one, we use this adjective before a noun to show that a person is doing something for a job and that they get paid for it. So here in the article, the professional dancers are people who get paid to dance. All right, now you can have other professionals like professional photographers, professional athletes, professional musicians. Now you might be seeing a trend there. We often use the word professional in front of things that people also do as hobbies, right? So it kind of shows that the person is doing it for a job, not just for fun.
So they make their money that way, and they're probably quite good at it if it's their job. Okay.
As an example, we could say Tara hopes to become a professional painter and sell her art for a living.
So she won't work in a bank and then paint on the weekends. She wants to do it full time. And again, yes, you don't have to say he's a professional doctor or a professional lawyer or a professional airline pilot. Those are jobs. If it's only a job, no one is a doctor on the weekend because it's fun.
Right.
That would be crazy. So, of course, with certain things that are definitely jobs, you don't need professional. But if it's the kind of thing that could be a hobby, then add it in. We know it's that person's job. All right, so there he is. He gets out of jail. He starts teaching this to some dancers and soldiers. And then he really wants to go big with this. He wants to make it a big international thing. So in the 1920s, he opened up a fitness center in New York and taught Americans his ideas as well.
And there it goes.
Like a lot of people, he saw New York or America as being the country of the future. New people, new ideas, lots of money. The 1920s was a very exciting time. People were trying lots of new things. So why not get them into fitness?
Right.
Fitness, we use this as a noun, basically just to talk about being healthy, being strong, keeping your body in good shape, exercising regularly, eating well as well, sleeping well, all of that is part of fitness. Just being in good health and good happiness up in your head, too.
Right. All right, so we have a couple of example sentences.
Okay.
And we could say, this fitness magazine also has lots of healthy diets in it.
Oh, okay. Absolutely. We could use that in that way as well.
Right. All right, so let's go and talk about the phrase as well.
Let's do that as well.
All right, so we use the phrase as well when we want to add more information to something we've already said. So it's another way of saying also or to. So he wanted to teach his fitness program to people in Europe as well as America.
So both of those things.
Right.
All right.
As an example sentence, we could say, if you're going to buy a drink at 7-Eleven, can you buy one for me as well?
All right. So there you go. He went to New York. He started teaching, and I guess he stayed there for a very long time. It says Pilates lived there until he passed away at age 83. Okay, well, he's not 140. That would be crazy. But still, 83, that is a very good age to live to. I'm sure he was healthy until that time. But of course, at 83, he passed away. Now, this phrase is just a polite way of saying he died. His life ended. He's 83. He's old. His heart stopped. We don't know what, but basically he died. But sometimes when you say the word die to people, they might feel that's kind of a scary,
strong
word. It might make people cry or feel sad. So we often use these more polite, softer, gentler phrases like pass away, pass on, I've also heard. And now a lot of people just say pass. My grandfather passed last month. It's a polite way of saying he died.
All right, well, we are finished with today's article about Joseph Pilates. We'll be back tomorrow with more, but for now, stay tuned for You Chat.
For You Chat.
All right, our For You Chat question today, what are some good tips for staying healthy? Lots of good things out there, I think.
There are a lot of good things. We could get into all the exercises, but I would say a little bit of everything. You know?
A little bit of everything in moderation.
In moderation. That's why we're talking a little bit.
Right. Yeah. Some things you can do, just, I know in Taiwan, maybe you feel like you have unhealthy lungs.
Some of the air can be dirty.
You can maybe wear a mask on days where things are really bad.
That's a good, a good idea. Right? Also, we have these wonderful U-bikes around. So instead of taking a scooter or riding the bus, why not ride your bike to work?
Exactly.
Or ride your bike around downtown when you're shopping.
Just take a walk.
Take a walk
every day. Even if you don't like to exercise, taking a walk for a few minutes every day is really good for your heart.
There you go. Learn how to cook, because eating fast food or restaurant food,
not good for you.
You don't know what's in it. And generally, there's more sugar and salt and fat and stuff. So if you cook at home, A, it's a great skill. B, it's lots of fun. And C, you will be able to better control what you put in your body. Because, of course, exercise is important. But
food,
the fuel that we need for our energy, that's just as important, too.
All right. Well, we've given you some ideas. There are plenty more out there. You guys can talk about them, too. We'll be back tomorrow for more with Joseph Pilates. See you then.
Bye-bye.
The power of Pilates. Taking a yoga or Pilates class is a great way to get in shape. Although everyone knows a bit about the former, Pilates still remains a mystery to many. Pilates is an effective exercise system created by Joseph Pilates, who was born in Germany in 1883. Although Pilates was a sick child, he used gymnastics and weightlifting to make his body strong. As an adult, Pilates moved to England. During World War I, he was put in prison along with many other Germans. Pilates used this time to create his own workout system. Pilates' thinking was that to achieve true health, people must improve the connection between their body and mind. His program combined everything he'd learned from bodybuilding, sports, and yoga. When Pilates got out of prison, he taught his program to injured soldiers and professional dancers with great success. In the 1920s, he opened up a fitness center in New York and taught Americans his ideas as well. Pilates lived there until he passed away at age 83. Vocabulary Review. Remain.
Although the teacher asked him a question, Asher remained quiet because he didn't know the answer. Mystery. Ted is interested in ancient mysteries, especially the one of the lost city of Atlantis. Program. A university in Tainan has begun a new program that teaches Chinese through theater. Combine. Don't combine this medicine with wine or beer. Taking them together can be dangerous. Professional. Scarlett is a professional actress. She has a part on a popular TV show. Fitness. You can improve your fitness simply by going for a daily walk.